Welcome to the third episode of Tech Team Bytes. We will continue our discussion with Craig Matthews, Senior Innovation Consultant from Austria Scientific Park, and we will speak about interesting topic, one person and multiple bots. We will describe the development of the current trends and the potential for the entrepreneurship. Enjoy today's episode of Tech Team Bytes. You are also involved in Scientific Park in Austria. What do you see where we are currently heading to with transformation, which is ongoing around us?
I can say that I think that there are a number of very positive trends that are happening. And it's one of them is this sort of effort that's really going into trying to encourage more women into building tech companies, providing incentives through funding programs, initiatives like female founders, for example, which are there to provide support and encouragement and to help grow, to help the growth of those tech companies, which are run, managed, led by women. I think that this is something that's really important. We've got a long way to go, but at least that's the momentum, I think, is going in the right direction. So who builds companies? That's important. Number two, because it gives us a different perspective on the solutions. And that's something that's critical. In terms of the technical space, we talked a little bit about the megatrends. So we talked about e-mobility, new sensory technologies, technologies that help us to make the identification of potential health problems cheaper, more accessible. The technologies that provide new battery technologies, ways to monitor battery performance, to manage them. We're thinking about some of the problems in a unique and new ways. That's one thing. And of course, the elephant in the room is the emergence of AI and, let's say more specifically, LLMs, which have been made extremely popular, those large language models made extremely popular by companies like ChatGPT. There's a huge amount of applications now or development at the application level making use of those generative technologies, those of the AI. But AI is nothing that's new. It's been around for a very long time. And most of you would have used, I don't know, something like Google Translate or something like that. And that's been around for most people, quite a long time or a significant part of their life. And that's AI too.
Actually, if we look backwards, every technology have been around us for a while. And then there come this breakthrough point where someone makes it accessible for everyone. Also with Steve Jobs, what he did, how the computers came, how the cars were accessible. In the transformation and society development, in every industry, there was this breaking point which brought it further and enabled them to use it.
I think that one of the very smart things, I couldn't agree more, but one of the smart things in particular, for example, when you think about ChatGPT, is that it's built a use case around communication and language. We all do it. And whether or not we're trying to learn a language, or whether or not we're trying to understand a complex legal document, or whether or not we need support in creating a story or composing an email, anything that requires us to put those sentences together, we all do it. And so there is an application out there now that's saying, hey, listen, with this, what is the limit for you? How will you use it? And this is something I find really interesting at the moment, is just learning about all the new applications and what people can do.
It has a huge potential, which we don't even know at the moment. Just 2 days ago, I was speaking with my friend, and he's from aerospace industry, and we were discussing about drones because of one of the episodes we recorded for this podcast. Mm-hmm. And he was so skeptical about all the legislational issues and everything. And I was just thinking how the AI will enhance also the legislation processes, because the change is different. We try to avoid all the risks. And just if we just look at this area, how AI can make it easier for us to move further the technical development, I think it's pretty interesting future.
Yeah, we've just seen the EU AI Act step out into the light. And this is providing us with a lot of guidance in terms of how we should be using and implementing AI in all walks of life. And of course, there are some areas which are completely considered beyond the pale. They need to be banned. But I think that there is a strong need for transparency. And I think that what this new act really forces us to do is to say, how can we be transparent? How can we let people know when AI is involved? And how can we give them the choice to not use it, even though maybe there's a lot of benefits if they should choose to use it? And all of this stuff is going to be very interesting. Whether or not you want the AI creating the regulation for AI, but it's a very interesting point. But yes, I think that creating new policies, this is something that could be very interesting, using AIs to generate the best sort of policy. One of the big considerations, I recently completed a course on the topic of ethics and AI and ensuring that the data that's used to train these models is somehow void or scraped of all the bias that we as a society tends to put into our data and our decision-making. And this is a very interesting topic. I'm very excited about the future.
When we speak about health in general, I think we are coming soon to the point where we will have our personal AI doctor who will be assessing our health, because it's a lot of data which needs to be tracked. And we have many devices which are in the markets. Of course, this is also the area which is very on the edge in some way, that yes, we need these devices to help us, but also there is a lot of risk that someone can somehow find a way how to navigate it potentially out of ethics.
Yeah, what all of these technologies are able to do is either in some cases provide an on par or more accurate diagnoses. They're able to, and I think that there will be potentially with this technology, the opportunity to more effectively go from move the health topic into more of a preventative space. So we're not waiting to get sick before we seek health related inputs on how we should live our lives. These technologies are going to be guiding us to how to stay healthy. And I think that's one of the directions of travel that I'm looking forward to. And of course, we're all getting older. The populations are growing. A lot of diagnostic tools that are used are extremely expensive, require lots of specialist knowledge. And that takes time to develop, to train people and to implement that in the health system. But I think that AIs with good supervision can really augment the capabilities or the efficiency of the practitioner, the doctor, so that maybe more people can have earlier and earlier detection of disease or cancers or things like that. And that's something that I think is very interesting.
I believe that AI itself can help us a lot to be moving faster. I also believe that there will be huge rise of one-person companies, because if I just imagine the production of this podcast, in the past, you would need maybe 5 people to operate it in the quality which we are able to bring it to life. And now you can just do it in 2 hours with AI tool and to just create it. So I believe that there will be many one-person companies which will be supported by different AI tools running the operations, and we will be able to use our full knowledge where it's needed.
One person and multiple bots.
Yeah, there should be definitely some special group for that, but it will be really interesting to see a race of this area as well.
But this is an interesting topic, because on one hand, you're talking about the creation of opportunities. Maybe if you had to have an entire team, it would become unfeasible. The emergence of this technology enables you to provide a professional product for audiences. We have a term, a colloquial expression, it's called a Luddite. Now, a Luddite is somebody who's against technology. And it harks back to the time during the Industrial Revolution. All the cotton mills were changing and this new technology was coming in to be able to produce flannels at a much higher rate, higher quality. And people were terrified of this, because they thought, okay, if these machines can do our jobs, then we're going to be out of work. And how are we going to feed ourselves and our families? So they smashed the machines, and we called them Luddites. But what they did do is it brought about new jobs and new opportunities.
Exactly.
I think that's something that you've just alluded to here. And I think that I understand that there is a lot of risks in terms of using this new technology. I think that we're off to a good way in the European Union in particular, because they're already thinking about this and how they can build regulations to ensure that it is used for good and that people are protected. But I'm really looking for, very optimistic about the future and what these technologies can provide us.
I agree. Me too. And yeah, people have the nature to continue in their routine. And when there is something new, it scares them. It's in our nature. But if we look backwards to the history, all the changes brought a positive change within the whole society. So there is no point that we should be scared. We have to prevent, of course, the ethics, but I'm sure that this will bring more and more opportunities. And also, if we look at it from the entrepreneurial point of view, I have a feeling that there was never more opportunities as we have at the moment.
Yeah. The only thing that's really holding us back is being inspired and to go out and try something, to start something new. And hopefully governments keep the bureaucracy around creating companies minimum, reduce the cost, make it easier for people to create companies and ensure that the companies are correctly incentivized to do the right thing. And I think that the future is bright. And I'm looking forward to more people having that entrepreneurial and creating new ideas and new ways of creating value for everybody. I think
What do you think about, in general, EU itself and about its business environment? Do you think that it should be somehow improved? What is your opinion?
I can honestly tell you that I do not have knowledge and experience of every country within the EU. One of the most amazing things about the EU is that it brings together so many different types of people, cultures, under a common identity, whilst enabling each individual to retain their own. I think that in terms of the business environment, the European Union is one of these very interesting structures that at the heart of it is like a trading pact. So hopefully one of the main goals was to try and reduce all the barriers so that people can move people and products from one place to the other. Certainly when the UK left, there were some concerns about, for example, services in particular financial services and whether or not the European market was as free when it came to those types of economic drivers. But I generally think that the European Union, I live here, I think that nobody would say that everything is perfect, but at least people are working to try and make it better.
Is there something, what would you like to additionally share with our audience? I really appreciate when leaders share their vision and the values which they expect that we bring to our culture, to society around us, to nurture them. So what would you share with our audience?
I go back to this whole idea that if we are more collaborative as a society, we're better. I think that if the startup ecosystem and the corporate ecosystem collaborate and communicate better and go in with a spirit of, okay, how can we, let's start with yes, and then let's solve the challenges rather than say no, keep on persuading me. I think that we should try to change how we think about collaboration and make it a little bit more supportive. I generally think that we should be ready to help entrepreneurs when we can. I'm very often asked by people, do I know somebody who's fits this particular description? And I will go and look. And if it makes sense, I'm going to make a connection. And I'm going to say, hey, guys, I think that you're a perfect match. Set up a meeting, see whether or not you can make some magic. And I think that if we can do that, it's going to be extremely important. It's not just an email. So I've been to events. I was recently in San Francisco. I was at a tech mixer. It was very interesting. So you go there, there's a lot of highly motivated entrepreneurs. They're all very keen to speak to you, tell you what it is that they do. My tip for anyone who finds themselves going into that environment is, number one, listen very hard. It's important. So that you're giving somebody the time. Listen to them. be mindful of anybody who's around you, who's floating around, because it's very difficult sometimes for some people to enter a conversation. Yeah. Be ready to invite somebody into that conversation. I think that's really important. I think it's really critical that if you speak to people and you suddenly start to join up the dots within such an environment, then don't be afraid to say, hey, I just spoke to a guy or a woman, and they sound like exactly who you're speaking to, and help facilitate that. That's on the fly. That's real time networking and leveraging the network and being an active listener and supporter of people. I think that's something that's really critical. And then finally, also don't forget about yourself. So make sure that you know what your ask is, and don't be afraid when you speak to somebody to say, hey, this is what I could do with some help. Sometimes it's very hard to ask for help, but nobody gets to a position of success without other people around them supporting them together. So don't be afraid to understand what is going to help you. And I've very often been at events where I've said, this is exactly what I'm looking for. If you speak to somebody who fits this description, and I love it because I'm there. And then I very often get people running across the room saying, you need to speak to this guy. Or this person over here is exactly who you need to have a conversation with. And or some other person would just come up to me and say, I've heard you're the person to speak to. And that's great. That's going to help your life no end when it comes to doing the networking, because you're also getting nice, warm introductions within these events. As I said, don't forget to put in your ask and make sure that you're using your network to help you.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you for your time. I wish you all the best success with the company and to have a lot of good entrepreneurs around you.
Love it. Thank you so much for those wishes. As I said, it's a great pleasure to be here, to have this conversation with you. And I really hope that hopefully for your audience, there's tips in there that they can walk away with or some new perspective. But ultimately, as I say, it's all about the collaboration, about the network. Feel free to get in touch, especially if you've got a great idea. More than happy to have that conversation and see how I can help.
Thank you for the listening. In our next episode, we will speak with Tomasz Gregor, owner and marketing consultant with a focus on product positioning for technical companies. So there will be a lot of new information which you can learn from and use in your daily business about how to position your technical product in a B2B area. So I hope you will also enjoy the next episode, and see you soon in TechniBytes.